All right, we continue. We will not have our, Silozi show today because, we need to flow in what is going on. I need to flow with, something quickly here because this is a very important week in Africa. This is a very important week in Africa. And also a very important day for IUM. You know, they have opened this was an opening ceremony. This was an opening ceremony. So this is a calendar year for education. In various university or in various tertiary institutions have started. So, and we don't need to look at it lightly. Now, we have been talking about, the massive failure, and I don't want to go there, but let's look at the benefit of education for an African child. The benefit of education for an African child. I've been talking about the Lake Chad Basin. Let's look at it once again. That chaotic Sahel, Lake Chad, the Sudan, especially those areas. If people in refugee camps are given proper education and they are told that, look, the future is beyond the gun. It's not after the gun. It's not through the gun. The future is beyond the gun. So, and if we understand that, let's first look at why are we going to school? When you are a first-year student in university, even in, what is your plan? What do you want to do? What is your education? What do you want to contribute to? What do you want to contribute to? And if you ask me to tell you what do I want to contribute to Eagle FM, for example, I must have a personal plan, a personal vision in Eagle FM that I want to achieve through Eagle FM. I need to grow beyond, radio and beyond newspaper. There's something else that I must think about. Okay, what if this front line opens, and there's an opportunity for me? So, should Eagle FM one day, or should Eagle Media House one day set up, a production, like a production studio? You see, I know that I'm very much equipped to do that. Very much equipped to do it. To come up with that thing. So, again, somebody can say, no, if Eagle FM Media House is to set up, a branch out something, in this field of maybe agriculture, I'm equipped to do that. And they will not need somebody else to do it. So, I'm not saying it to me. I'm just giving an example. So you must have a plan, personal plan, because Africa does not need to produce graduates only, only graduates. And then these graduates will become, job seekers. And what about job creation? Because a job seeker is waiting for somebody to create a job so that they come and work. And that is a problem we have, because if you get to work with this mindset, then this, in the long run, I mean, the first days of your job, because it's a new job, you start to perform. But at the end of the day, you end up, you know, becoming numb, because you don't have a vision. You just came into a company because there is a job opportunity. But you don't have a vision in this very, you know, company. What is your vision? And that's where you find technocrats sitting on projects, you know, sitting on very vital projects. But these people are graduates, some with master's degrees in that very, you know, field, but yet they cannot perform because they don't have vision. You know, they are not driven by a vision. They are driven by, you know, end of the month. You know, it's the 30th. You wake up at 12 o'clock, you check your message to see if, you know, there is a report from the bank. And you can wake up and go and withdraw the next morning. So that's a life cycle. There is no vision. Now, if Africa is to develop, you need young people with vision. You know, people who say, look, I want to create this. And I want to, you know, I want to create a plane, or, you know, I want to create something, an application. Because for Africa to be able to fund itself, we need more entrepreneurs in Africa. And these entrepreneurs need support from governments. So what the governments need to do is to invest in young entrepreneurs. You know, invest in young entrepreneurs. Give them, or actually invest in tertiary institutions too, because these are the institutions that are shaping the young people. And invest in skills, in skill development. The country must have a vision to say, look, guys, we are going to allow tertiary. All right, excuse me. We are going to allow tertiary institutions in Namibia. But, or provided you go by this goal. You go by this goal, this is a vision. By this, we want to achieve that. And there must be an assessment to check whether every college or institution of high learning is into that, you know, vision, or is into that drive. They are after that, you know. And when we get to the Namibian Qualification Authority, for example, you know, for them to be able to give you accreditation, what do they look at? Do they look at the vision of the country, or whether or not you are into it, or they only look at the qualifications that you have and maybe the courses that you offer? And do those courses, you know, speak to, you know, are they able to usher you into a job, you know, do they speak to the job market? When they speak to the job market now, is it going to last till tomorrow? Or is just today and tomorrow there is a new skill that is required and you don't have it and you are chucked out? Then, of course, That's what need to be looked at. I just thought that we need to flow into this and we and understand. Now, what is the importance of education to an African child, for example? We look at, for Africa to participate in digitization, we need some education. And this education needs to be ample. You know, it needs to be adequate. It needs to be qualitative. And of course, we know that African banks are, you know, very advanced. You know, they are very advanced. The African banks are advanced. We know that. And other sectors need to be advanced too. And that's where now the summit is very important, because this summit should then lobby governments to, there must be an African structure that for Africa, this is the qualification we want. This is the type of education we want to usher us into 2063. Because this year's summit, the agenda is also looking into 2063 for Africa to be industrialized. It is looking into 2063. But for 2063 to be a real dream or to be a reality, we need to invest properly in young people and in their education, in their skills, in, you know, their livelihood. We need to, you know, channel them through or channel them towards futuristic thinking or mentality, you know, the mentality of the futuristic mentality. That when you are going to school, what vision do you have as when you are doing medicine? Are you just coming to give people panados? Because Africa needs medical scientists who are able to come up with their own vaccines and their own, you know, their own medicine. We need research properly done. And for that to be done, we need to institutionalize, you know, education, align it with the vision of a country, and it must also be aligned to the vision of Africa. Right, at 11:30, I will open. Okay, let me just say, after a short break, I'll open my lines. And then we have a conversation. Because we need to understand what we need to achieve. A European child is shaped and aligned according to what Europe wants. You know, and the understanding that we had was go to school, study very hard, and get a job. So, and that is detrimental to a young person, because we always say we need to think outside the box. But I think we need to destroy the box. Let the box disappear. Let's no longer think outside the box. Let us think without the box. So let us do away with the box. Because when you are thinking outside the box, you are still near the box. So it means you are not independent. So let's do away with the box and think without it. So that's how I want to share, to phrase that. Because, okay, thinking outside the box is good. But we need to go further. We need to now destroy the box, get rid of the box, and we need to start thinking beyond the box. We need to start thinking beyond the box. Not thinking without the box. You know, do away with the box. Completely abolish the box. Come out of the box. Destroy it. And then think without the box. So, and the key, you know, the key factor, one of the key factors of development is proper education. And that is what, you know, governments need to invest in. An education which makes somebody independent, where after education, you create the job. We shall go for a short break and we come back and continue. But beyond the other side of the break, number in studio is 083-288-401. That's a number we can have. So the question that we are doing, they are asking ourselves is that, is it really difficult for us to be able to fund ourselves?
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tagadhana no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeko goma varo, nomatumaraka goku arukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza warapo doranda tu ni siringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari eto turamo omausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omausemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turua ko Eagle FM imba lela pay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza ko karandisi. Tudengera nena kono rajeta tuyume mbari nora ndatongoi jamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajeta tuyume ndatu mbari jetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pay yimo nena nena tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
All right. Is it difficult for us to fund ourselves, you know, as, you know, Africans, without depending on, you know, external funding? Like, for example, you know, we used to carry out, a campaign here where people freely, you know, donate towards our broadcasting here. Now, you know, if some point somebody comes in and say, guys, I have this and I want to buy airtime. And then somebody will come and complain to say, no, we are no longer able to air our views because, you know, things have changed. Well, you know, and that's how funding comes in, because you have some few coins, and this one have some few dollars, but those dollars we take them somewhere else, and we don't, you know, we don't capacitate our fellow African business people that are, you know, that create, you know, in environments such as this one. You know, like when I'm talking now, it's the air time, and there's somebody paying for the air time. So, and when you find at a location somewhere, Eagle FM is down, you see people call to say, no, we are down, please do something. But it takes money, you know, to put that on air. Even if you say, we love Eagle FM, and we have been off, love alone will not take Eagle FM anywhere. You know, and that's why even girlfriends move out of, you know, that's why even girlfriend go, because you say you love the person, but you are not showing anything. You are just talk. So for me, I believe that Africa is able to fund itself. The only problem that we have in Africa is a misplaced priorities. You know, we misplace priorities. We don't really understand what is important. Because if we, the people that we need to support, mostly the people that we need to really support are the entrepreneurs, business people. Because those are the people that create jobs. You know, those are the people that create jobs. If you support a politician, well, money just gets into the pocket of a politician and that's it. But if you boost a business person, it could be that there were two people, three people coming to his, knocking at his door looking for a job. And if that person is boosted, he's able to take those three people. And these three people that are taken in for a job is equal to 30 people that are lifted out of poverty in some forms. You know? So because these three people have dependents that are depending on them.
Yes,
Eagle FM, morning. You are driving, what?
No, I'm not.
But I could hear a sound of a car.
Yeah, I'm in the car, but I'm not driving.
Oh, because my ears can never be wrong.
So your ear can come as far as.
Yeah, I can hear the sound of a car.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I'm in the field. Yeah.
Right, yes.
Yes, France. Look, France, I think education system is the one. This, because if you check our institution, even our president has a PhD. Telecom is headed by someone who's having a PhD. NYS is headed by someone having a PhD. MTC is also headed by someone who's having a PhD. I think the problem is these people have been paid a lot of money, and it's hard time that these people should be paid according to their performance. Because just giving someone a salary and someone expects that this, at the end of the month, this salary will come in and these people are not performing, it's becoming very problematic. PhD person is educated, the highest doctorate. But the person cannot even be able to land the country. But wherever you are working, you typically have a PhD. I think qualification is becoming a scam for this country. Because these institutions are only becoming bankrupt because people are taking hefty salaries, but those people on their corporate governance scorecards on key performance indicator and target, they can't perform. That's the current problem we have in the country.
Okay.
So, my suggestion is, the people that are highly educated, let them not come and be absorbed. Because if you know, France, when people were doing now the parliamentary committee on natural resources and whatsoever, look, when they were in Lundu, they say Lundu is one of the municipal town council in the country with the highest educated people. But they cannot even do things proper. Just even to declare the money. Now, what is wrong with the education system? Is the way that the people are educated, that they get PhD because they accepted the system to oppress their own people, or is something is wrong?
All right.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. All right, you can come through. It's 21 minutes to, or 22 minutes to 12. In 12, I will get out of here. I thought to continue with, the flow, because we need to drive some conversation around within ourselves, because it seems that, of course, we can say external forces are influencing, but much of the problem, much of problems are within ourselves, as Africans. We are also not taking ourselves seriously. We are not taking issues seriously, pertinent issues. Bread and butter issues, we don't take them seriously. We throw them away and then we ratify policies that, are very far from the immediate situation. You get FM?
Yes, good morning, sir.
Yes, morning.
Good morning, sir. Yes. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you, Uncle Bana? Let's
good.
Get let's get straight to
what are the prediction of those people, those that you were interviewing yesterday. So they are predicting that there will be some kind of change. Most of the talking about 20, what is it? Their prediction seems to be good in terms of absorbing youth into the mainstream of the economy. So are we doubting their prediction in terms of agriculture and all this food security and other things? Even though the population is getting higher in terms of the youth, but can't we also give them a doubt of a sort of doubt and see whether their prediction in terms of youth employment will come to pass?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at those, and especially in terms of these sectors that have more potential to create jobs. So can't we double our effort and encourage the effort in those sector with more that have more potential, seem to have more potential to create job? Is that not the road to go?
Let's hear from what others have to say.
Okay.
Right. Good. You can come through 083-288-401. That's a number in studio. We are not closing anyone, out of any conversation. You understand the conversation and you come through, you want to be part of the conversation, we'll take you. And, of course, especially other languages, if you are listening in and you speak Giriku and you can't express yourself much into, and of course, Oshiwambo, we have a lot of programs for Oshiwambo. So I will exclude Oshiwambo for now. But any other language, I will have a problem with Damaranama, you see, because I don't understand a thing. But any other language, I understand. So, and you want to participate. You understand, you want to participate. You are welcome to put it in your Romano, even Silozi or Setswana, and yeah, and Oshiherero. Oshiherero and Oshidemba, I understand. Dongona, I understand. Kumbi, I understand. You know, Nyemba, I understand. Giriku, Shambiu, all those languages. So, I'm not conversant in most of them, but I understand. You know, up to Zimbabwe. You know, and that includes the Zambian languages. But the problem that I have is the Khoisan. That one. That one I have. That one I bow down. You know, I bow. That one I bow. But even if you are visiting and you speak Tsonga, you know, yeah, those are Bantu languages. Those are Bantu languages. I will tell you when you are going wrong. Of course, I will answer you in English because I'm not conversant that much in all those languages. But to understand, I understand. 0832888401. Why is it so difficult for us to be able to fund and even support our own people? You know, we have a lot of local businesses and local people. To say, oh, okay, there is Eagle FM radio there. Let me take my business there. And let me, you know, if you take your business, you bring your business here, we'll give you the audience. The people come and buy because you use our platform. You know, other people from other continents, they don't struggle because they support one another. You know, they support one another. Say, oh, you came up with a newspaper. Okay, this is what I'm going to, you know, this is what I have. And they support one another. It's not that they have enough money or money all the time. No, it's that heart of them that they support one another. That's why they are able to prosper. The reason why we are not prospering is because when somebody sets up something, you want to see whether they succeed or not. You are interested in their failure and not in their success. And that's why it becomes very difficult for one to support, you know, the other, because you are interested in, you want the person to fail. And you said, yeah, we told him, or we expected that, you know, he was not going to make it. So that kind of mentality, if we have it, we will be making, we will be making summits, come up with an economic summit. But if we don't support ourselves, there is no way we can succeed. We can come up with powerful summits and having powerful speeches and, you know, deliberation. But if we don't support ourselves, there is no way we can succeed. We are going for a short break, and we'll come and end the conversation after the short break. We'll come and, you know, wrap up.
Hello, Namibia. Inderapa manate ruyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wama futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tagadhanwa no kutuwa mombepo esimbo ojotu njoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwa ya wedhako. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeko goma baro, no matumaraka goku arukehe, nguka wahara uzeithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu, mithiringa itano, mitumaraka kehe. Lela Pay o harongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhise. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o mausemba goe, hogora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM imba Lela Pay nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yoko make. Tumina inimawe kwa digital@etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatu ngoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela Pay yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Okay, we are back. So, with proper education in on young people, guns will be silent in Africa. Because young people will discover themselves. And they will not allow themselves to be used to fight wars, unnecessary wars. You know, guns, unless there is, you know, an existential threat for a country. But these unnecessary wars that are fought in Africa will stop. You know, if the young people, which are the largest population, are given the right education and they are given access to the right services and the right assistance, they will discover that, oh, there is a digital war. They will rather want to win that war. You know, they will want to fight a digital war, an innovation war, a creative war, you know, an economic war. And I don't think Africa will be recognized. It will be big because people understand. And when you are dealing with people who understand, it is difficult. You know, the external forces will start shrinking. They will start realizing that, oh, the mechanism that we are using is no longer working. So we now rather buy into Africa's agenda and move with them or lose out. But now they are calling the shot because young people who are the backbone of Africa are misplaced. You see, now they are calling the shot. And they can decide what, but once a young person rises up and they discover themselves, and once a government also rises up and discovers itself, what they need to do for their people, that's one step towards every success that Africa is endeavoring to, you know, to be. Because we can talk about Africa this, Africa that, but if we don't invest properly in young people, and if we don't align our education to speak to the future, we will be talking summit after the other. You know, we'll be in summit after the other. There'll be a 37th AU summit next year. So, and I'm after it to check if they are going to talk about the successes of the 35th summit that was last year. Because, of course, there are state of the nation address in every individual country, where the president gives an overview of the successes and challenges. So we are waiting for our own State of the Nation address. and of course, budget of this year. Last year we had up the budget that was pro young people. It was a pro young people budget. But if you look at what the young people got in funding, there's nothing pro young people in that budget. You get the same?
The first Moroccani.
Hey, Moroccani.
Onenga Pyok.
Ah, what to Bawa?
Alright, alright.
Aonga Pyok.
Hey, that's it to Bawa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how really you came up with that confidence that the young generation is going to silence the gun in Africa.
Eh? No, if you give them a proper education, they will lose interest in being recruited into crime activities, into wars.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but there I'm agreeing. But now, if this proper the proper education is, where are we getting it from? Are we developing it ourselves here in Africa, or is still the one we are going to seek from the Western and abroad? Because if you are looking into this system of sponsorships and the scholarship we are getting, most of the people we are getting in Africa, and you look into really this scenario very well and take our leader, most of them, they get these scholarships. They went to study. When they are coming back to their countries, those people, they are following and climb on their back so that they can start using them. Yeah, it's true that, okay, maybe Africa as a whole, we can just stand up and have our own system of education, not really like affiliate to the Western and those European kind of system we are using. Well, I'm agreeing with you that, okay, maybe the generation become, if they start like to have their own, not getting scholarship and sponsoring from Europeans. Once we are still continuing that education system, those people, they have a certain agenda. They can give you a scholarship. Then once you are done, they will follow you back to your country. They will set up things and maybe that also you. It's where everything like still starting. Just look to how most people, when they're advocating for this, whatever things we are seeing now, people are saying we need to legalize abortion, we need to legalize what? Look to the people who are front of those organizations. Most of them are the people who were offered scholarships and sponsored by the Western companies or whatever. Are we together, Baba?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, that is what I just wanted to contribute. But we have a way long to go if we want to really to silence the gun here in Africa, and or maybe to have a better kind of education which really speak to the needs and the wants and every problem we are having in Africa.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
All
right. I can take one more call before I say goodbye. What I'm saying is this: when African children, when young people are given the right direction, when they understand who they are, and they take the right direction, you know, and there are mechanisms to mitigate poverty from a community level, you know, you will see that even drinking among young people will start, you know, shrinking. Crime will start, you know, the level of crime will start, you know, going down. Because some people will be too busy with other productive, you know, activities. Yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pence.
Good afternoon.
I'm fine. Mr. Pence said that you have only few minutes. You know, Mr. Pence, the reason why we are not supporting one another, you know, we don't really have a trust in ourselves for our business entities or the skill which we are having, whereby we can be able to invest in those business. And one thing that also I've seen also that when we never really, those who are holding business, they don't want to be more transparent. You know, I look at it in this way that you find business people, mainly black people, you know, they don't even sell shares in their companies. Whenever you become a successful person, you want to run that business on your own. Now, just look, most of our government officers, our politicians, are buying shares in most of white people's companies. Why is it difficult for them to buy shares in black people's companies? We can be able to uplift ourselves. Now, we never really, I don't know whether it's a trust, and also go in line with education that we don't have. Not only the young people, but if we are more educated, people can understand that how can we be able to grow, to sustain ourselves? How can we be able to empower ourselves by being able to be to do business together? And the business also, people must also support one another. Because you find a business who have primary, is a primary product, a secondary and tertiary, all the consumers is the one. I'm not really doing business so that your other business can be able also to support you. Yeah. Is that really one thing that we are lacking, and we never be able to stand? But we have seen how people, they are doing their business. You find a white farmer is farming maybe maize. There's one who works with transport. There's one having cash mill. And there's one also having a wholesale, nothing like that, so that we can be able to connect to one another and be able to support one another. For us, we do business so that government can consume our product. We don't really do business to one another. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Hello Namibia. Indira pamanatse royuni olela pay. Lela pay onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no tagadana no kutra mombepo esimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lela pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka kalela pe nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya gwedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshigwana ashikesho moNamibia okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o account ae oshari eto turamo omaothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana oku turamo omaothemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lela pay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tu tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero opo ukare waguba kukarandisi tudengera nina kono rajeta tuimwe mbarinora ndatongoi jamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajeta tuimwe ndatu mbari jetatu 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 ne nonora yeriari lala pe imo nena nena tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
All right, Ish, I started talking, forgetting to have switched off on my mic. Yeah, but of course, lastly, we have to say that if proper mechanisms are put in place, you know, to help young people, and proper mechanisms are put in place to solve the basic needs of the massive, the masses, yes, that's the word I was looking for, in, you know, all these social challenges will start crumbling. You know, all these such social challenges will start crumbling because people will lose appetite for them. They would have found something better to do, and they will lose, you know, they will lose appetite for them, and of course, that will be, that will require, you know, them to get into a new sphere of life and explore life and become creative, innovative, and, you know, that's how, you know, certain continents are unbeatable because their citizens understand and they've lost interest in some of this. When you see them matching, they are matching really for something that is very, you know, pertinent. So, because these other nations have invested so much in the basic needs of their people. Having said that, of course, it's a goodbye from me. We are going to meet again tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow we continue with our Silozi show, which we bring in experts. We discuss various issues of national interest. And if you listen, if you you understand the Silozi, you can be part of the conversation during that time, during that hour. Now, from me, it's a goodbye. And we are trying by all means. Eagle FM is trying by all means to, you know, include everyone. So it's up to us to support the initiative, and if we see that the initiative is not supported, of course we continue with something else. Of course, that's a guarantee from us. We don't get stuck on one position. We move. We try something, and if we see that it does not work, we move with what works.